This is Texas Matters from Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. The U.S. Department of Labor reports the latest unemployment rate is 5.5%. That's good news for the economy overall and the sluggish recovery. But if you are still one of those without a job, then the unemployment rate is 100%. And for many in the minority communities, the recovery has yet to arrive. A coalition of community and labor groups in Texas is calling for the Federal Reserve to focus on full employment at higher wages for Latinos, Blacks, Native peoples, and others in poor neighborhoods who have been left out of the recovery. Connie Raza is the director of strategic research at the Center for Popular Democracy.
Nationally, African American unemployment is roughly double white unemployment, but in Dallas, Black unemployment at 9.6% is nearly three times greater than white unemployment, and Latino unemployment at 5.5%, which is 2 points higher than white unemployment. In other words, Blacks in Dallas are still facing a recession, even as Main Street is experiencing a somewhat of a recovery. Wall Street's experiencing a robust recovery, even as Main Street's still struggling.
What more do we know about this information?
We know, as I said, you know, corporations, big banks, they're doing well in this recovery. Americans are starting to stabilize in general, but among Blacks in particular, the recovery hasn't yet taken hold. And we know that the Federal Reserve is charged as one of its many responsibilities with creating policies that create the conditions for maximum employment, for full employment. And that should be its top focus now.
The bottom line is that the unemployment rate among Blacks in Texas is 9.6%, far more than double the white unemployment rate. And do we know any idea why that is?
Historically, Black unemployment has been higher than white unemployment, but we know that if you get to the point where we're at a full employment economy, where the number of people looking for work more closely matches the number of jobs available, some of the other factors that lead to that disparity in unemployment rates drop away. If there are, you know, a more closely matched sort of number of jobs and number of folks looking for jobs, then employers who might discriminate now are unable to discriminate. Employers who might be setting unnecessarily stringent like education requirements in order to limit their labor pool can lift those requirements and still get qualified workers. And so, you know, as we're looking at how to rectify the issue, one of the ways is by the Federal Reserve both keeping interest rates low so that they don't put the brakes on the recovery, but also looking at wage growth and at full employment as their target in order to reduce inequality.
Well, is there the possibility of targeted job training or anything we can do to be more inclusive in economic opportunity?
Certainly. I mean, I think that there are a number of programs and policies that could be pursued by other political players, with other agencies, and so forth. What the Fed can do is to make sure that they're not slowing the recovery before everybody has had a chance to share in it.
Connie Raza is the director of strategic research at the Center for Popular Democracy. She, along with a coalition of labor groups, want the Federal Reserve to deal with the fact that the economic recovery has yet to reach minority communities.